去做一個講座，嚟到服侍神。咁咧，我介紹啊，我太太師母啊，華欣欣，不如佢上嚟坐啦，不如。咁啊，就啊，我仔啊 ，Justin 謝堅恆。啊，呢我女啊 ，Joanna 謝愛恆。咁咧，我下邊有啲嘅筆記啊 ，notes 或者。麻煩你同我派咗佢嚇，咁咧就好感謝神俾我咁嘅機會咧，同大家嚟到去做呢個嘅Christian Parenting 嘅分享。咁樣咧，我哋自己做成點咧，我哋唔知道啊，真係啊。咁咧就即係求神嚟保守我哋。咁樣咧就如果你哋想係了解我哋更多嘅時候咧，就介紹大家咧睇浩國啊。咁呢一期咧。是我一篇嘅见证嘅文章，讲到几年前我自己患病青光眼嘅事情。咁嘅时候呢就係、是、师母同我写嘅。咁呢就即係即係希望大家可以返去睇下，可能你会认识我更多。咁呢就师母亦都会喺呢个嘅浩国里面，係佢有一个嘅专栏呢，由今年开始嚟到去写呢个嘅叫乜嘢恩言素语，是他写的。咁咧就咁，如果你睇嗰个嘅时候咧，就我谂我哋就自己唔好多介绍啦。你可能认识我哋更多。今晚嚟同大家讲到呢个嘅教养儿女。喺21世纪，我哋系中国人，亦都系基督徒，住喺加拿大。我哋点样嚟到睇我哋嘅教养儿童咧？咁啊嚟到去同佢哋一同嚟到成长。希望能够今晚可以同大家嚟到去喺呢个用大概个零钟头嘅时间同大家嚟到去分享。咁样咧就我哋做呢个嘅讲座嘅时候咧，我唔希望我自己一个人喺度讲嘅。如果我讲嘅时候，只不过系俾一啲嘅理论大家。咁如果俾啲理论大家嘅时候，你自己翻去睇书就得啦，唔需要听我讲啊。咁啊，听我讲啊，冇乜好讲嘅咁样。不如咧就系一啲嘅时间咧，阵间佢哋每个人都会讲一啲。咁啊，就今晚我哋就唔会翻译嘅。咁样嘅时候咧，我仔咧会用英文讲，我女会用英文讲。咁如果你听唔掂佢哋嘅时候咧，咁你翻屋企你都可能会有问题，你听唔到你个细佬哥。咁我哋屋企我哋嘅对答咧，我哋用中文，佢哋用英文讲，我哋讲嘅话叫 Chinglish 啊，我哋系 Chinglish。所以嘅时候咧，咁我哋又唔系 Chinese， 我哋又唔系 English。所以嘅时候喺一句嘅说话里边，我哋又有英文又有中文，呢个系我哋喺屋企里边嘅对答。在这个21世纪里面，我们是做父母是不容易做的。在这个很多人告诉我们，在下一代的时候用英文告诉我们，他说 Next generation has no solidarity， 在 Next generation has no charity。 因为他们是为什么的时候呢？因为可能他们玩得这个 games 太多， They grow up with computer。 这样的时候呢， what would they do is they shoot people， they die and then they have a new life。 你明白我说什么？佢玩得個 game 多嘅時候咧，佢就喺個電腦嗰度個 game 嗰度咧，就係咁咧就打死咗嗰啲嘢，嗰啲死咗唔緊要，佢認為死咗，死咗之後咧就一下佢又翻生噶啦，咁佢又有另一個 life。呢個可能係下一代佢哋嘅睇法。而我哋做父母嘅時候，我哋對於下一代嘅時候睇法嘅時候咧，喺唔知道你哋會點樣睇？尤其是我哋離開咗喺我哋冇喺加拿大生活有18年嘅時間，我以前喺加拿大生活，我1973年開始喺呢邊。读书在这边，咁然之后就我七八年翻香港，80年代我再翻翻嚟，喺80年代初嘅时候，喺我喺温哥华住喺 Richmond 嘅地方，住到86年先至搬咗落去美国，喺三藩市住咗18年，咁咧就18年之后一条好汉就翻翻嚟啦咁样。但不过呢一条好汉嘅时候睇法嘅时候咧，我翻到嚟加拿大咧，我有 cultural shock 嘅。因為嘅時候喺80年代初期喺 Richmond 唔係咁多唐人嘅，不過如果翻到嚟喺 Richmond 住嘅時候，我以為自己住喺香港，咁所以嘅時候咧係揸車都要從頭學過，因為點解？因為喺我哋喺美國，我哋住喺埠仔嚟㗎，我喺三藩市，不過唔係正三藩市，係喺東灣區，所以我住嗰啲地方係比較上係好唔係咁多人嘅，所以一嚟到嘅時候，原來我喺埠仔搬咗喺大城市嚟住，我而家住喺個城市嘅裏邊，所以嘅時候咧係揸喺第三路。这个 number three row 的时候呢，初初回来的时候手腾脚震，不懂得揸车的，人又走出来，车又走出来，都不知道怎么算，好像是香港那样。但是我们在这个21世纪，我们做一个基督徒的时候，我们怎么看我们的教养儿童呢？无论你住在哪里，你记得你今天你是一个基督徒，是一个华人，同时你是住在北美洲。 好多时我哋北美嘅时候，我哋话咧就系我哋嘅父母咧，系将俾咩佢哋咧 ？We give them a key 锁匙 ，instead of a hug。我哋好少揽个细路哥，唔知道你有冇揽你细路哥咧？你话有人岌头就最好啦，不过呢边好似冇乜人岌头咁样啊，冇嘅，即系我哋中国人咧，我哋系有五千年嘅文化，我哋系礼仪之邦，所以嘅时候咧，我哋受受不亲，所以我哋最好唔好揽佢。尤其是长大咗之后嘅时候，尤其是啲女长大咗嘅时候咧，即系身里边有好多个 curve， 你都唔知点样揽边度好。你明唔明啊？所以做父亲嗰啲，你唔识得点去揽细路哥嘅，所以不如俾条锁匙佢，就唔好俾个黑佢。唔因为我哋唔识得点去揽佢。不过如果你唔去揽佢嘅时候咧，佢十五六岁、十七八岁咧，佢揾另外一个人去揽噶啦。咁所以我哋会点做咧？好多时候我哋今日咧俾一个 TV 佢 ，instead 落俾佢，俾佢有 love。我哋俾个电视佢咁嘅时候，电视就教佢乜嘢叫做爱嘅。所以咧，佢哋睇得多咩叫 friends 咧，佢就成为 friends。你明白我讲咩啊？所以我可能你哋都冇睇 Friends 嗰套戏，不过你唔睇啫，不过你啲仔老哥会睇噶啦。但系 Friends 已经系重做噶啦吓，已经系啊。可能我哋今日嘅时候，我哋会俾啲细路哥系俾佢个 computer， 但系我哋唔同佢 talk 噶。佢哋嗰啲细路哥嘅时候咧，佢哋而家有呢一个年代，佢哋唔讲电话，所以你睇唔到佢通电话，所以佢哋好似唔讲嘢咁。不过日日佢喺度 talk 噶，用个手指嚟 talk 噶，嗰啲叫 MSN 噶。咁你都唔知原来佢 talk 紧噶。咁嘅时候你唔同佢 talk 嘅，有人同佢 talk 嘅，咁所以似乎我哋想点做啦？可能我哋今日嘅时候咧，我哋会俾个 iPod 佢，但系我哋冇俾个 listening ear 佢。我哋可能俾啲 iPod 佢喺嗰度玩啊，但系我哋嘅耳仔唔系俾佢。呢、這个可能系呢个二十一世纪嘅里边，我哋作为父母嘅一个嘅难处。今日咧，我哋嚟到讲嘅时候咧，本来咧。你哋嘅團契部啦，咁你哋話俾我知啦，希望我講條教養兒童啦。咁樣嘅時候，呢個題目實在太大啊，冇可能講曬噶。咁佢哋本來希望我講咧，就從呢個嘅幼年講到個成年。咁我話咧，咁你過半鐘頭啦，咁嘅時候你叫耶穌嚟講先得啦，咁啊，因為我講唔掂噶，又點樣講咧？其实我哋喺我哋嘅成长嘅过程里边，我分开有好多个层面嘅，冇可能讲晒。但系咁可能我只可以集中咧，大概系喺青少年嘅时代。咁喺细路哥成长嘅过程，起码有几个嘅阶段你要留意嘅。由零到三岁可能系一个嘅阶段。呢、这个零岁到三岁嘅时候咧，系佢系 infant 嘅时候，手抱嘅时候，佢亦都唔会挣扎，佢最多就喊嘅啫。如果最唔系嘅时候，你拉到条尿片嘅时候咧，佢俾啲尿嚟射你。这个可能他唯有他的挣扎，可能他就喊的就是这样。在零岁到三岁的时候，他最需要的是什么呢？就是你肌肤的亲，你抱住他，你摸一下他。有人研究过，他说在零岁到三岁的小孩，如果完全是不摸他的时候，原来有些在美国做过这样的研究的时候，有四十个小孩，他完全不摸他，在零岁到十二岁的时候，每一个小孩他不会超过十五岁，他就全部都死了。Whatever the reason 啦，咁呢個咧嘅時候咧，原來我哋缺乏 physical touching 嘅時候咧，嗰啲細路哥佢哋係有特別嘅反應，就係會死。呢樣嘢係一個好特別嘅一樣嘅嘢係發現到。但係我哋阿經，我哋中國人咧，我哋係禮儀之邦，我哋最好唔好摸佢。咁嘅時候咧，我哋好缺乏嘅時候，咁我發現到一樣嘅嘢，零歲到三歲咧，我哋個個都喜歡抱細路哥，係咁抱到個大。去到十二歲，我哋就唔好摸佢，就唔好抱佢。原来佢十二岁，原来佢嗰个心灵都好软弱嘅，唔怪得知佢哋会 rebellious。你谂下点解我哋会喺一个嘅年代嘅里边，细佬哥细个要抱，十二岁以上我哋就唔逗佢。嗱呢样嘢我哋谂下，喺呢个零岁到三岁嘅时候，我哋睇到嘅细佬哥佢好需要一个 safety 嘅一个好安全嘅地带嚟到俾佢嚟到去孕育，嚟到去长大。呢个零岁到三岁嘅时候咧，系妈妈对佢嘅影响系最大嘅。咁然后喺三岁到六岁嘅时候，系另外一个阶段。当佢哋三岁到六岁嘅时候咧，佢开始嚟到去知道有少少有关佢自己嘅嘢。呢、这个叫做 early childhood。喺呢个佢自己知道需要嘅时候咧，佢开始嚟到有自我嘅形象、自我嘅认识。咁你話嘅時候咧，呢一樣嘢嘅時候喺尤其是喺北美就最緊要嘅。三歲到六歲嘅時候，佢開始做乜嘢啊？開始去 preschool 啊！開始去 preschool 嘅時候，第一樣嘢，個先生就話俾佢知 ：How do you feel today？ 咁我哋翻嚟屋企嘅时候，几时轮到你 feel 嘢噶？梗系我 feel 嘅，边度你 feel 嘢噶？咁所以嘅时候喺呢度喺北美长大嘅细路哥，你要记得佢哋喺好细个嘅时候，喺佢哋喺 preschool 嘅时候已经 how do they feel 噶啦？佢 feel 系咩？系 feel 佢一个 self concept， 系佢系边个，他是谁？所以我哋喺中国人嘅时候咧，系比较上困难去明白你是谁。可能是我哋到30岁嘅时候，你都唔知道你是谁，我是谁。我细个嘅时候，我爸爸话俾我知你长大做工程师，所以嘅时候咧，我就中学嘅时候做理科，然后18岁嘅时候出嚟读大，17岁都读大学嘅时候，我就读工程。咁所以我都唔知道我自己中唔中意读工程。不过 anyway 我就读完咗啦。我哋中国人好叻噶，你唔中意都可以读完噶。啊，读完咗之后嘅时候咧，我系做咗15、20年嘅工程师，唔中意都可以做噶。咁我想我后生嘅时候咧，我爸爸叫我做噶，咁嘅时候咧就做咗啦。都神呼召我嘅时候咧，咁我就出嚟做传道人，因为天父呼召我，我又唔去问，我出嚟做传道人。咁所以嘅时候，我又唔知道自己边个 area 系我所中意嘅。做咗10几年之后嘅时候，先知道原来牧会未必系我嘅 passion。原来去做软木去做辅导是我的 passion。嗱，呢个系我哋唔知嘅，因为从细个嘅时候 how do you feel， 我冇得 feel 噶嘛吓，唔 feel 咁当时我哋就一路咁长大，咁人哋叫你做咩你做乜嘢咯？呢个系唔系你同我嚟咧？所以喺0岁去3岁，3岁到6岁嘅时候喺北美长大，系有另外一个特别嘅过程。呢、这个过程系话俾我哋知，佢一个 self concept， 从佢好细嘅时候就开始嚟到孕育。咁然后喺6岁到11岁嘅时候，一个叫做 middle childhood。 呢个 middle childhood 嘅时候，即系话6岁到11岁，佢哋有幼稚园啦，或者系一年班，一路去到系未曾升中学之前，呢、这个阶段嘅时候，父母嘅形象都重要。不过有一个加咗一个人入嚟啦，系咩？系先生点啊？系 teacher。所以嘅时候，你可能你谂下你嘅细路哥喺一读咗书之后嘅时候，成日都话俾你知个 teacher 咁样讲噶 ，my teacher says 咁样啊。咁你话你 teacher 好叻咩？咁样啊？咁你个 teacher 系边个？你个 teacher 咪20零岁女咁啊？你而家好多20零岁出嚟读书嘅，佢有咩经验咧？但系你唔好理个 teacher 有几大年纪，你个 teacher 就影响佢。所以喺细个嘅时候，0岁到3岁，妈妈影响好大。3到6岁嘅时候，父母可能爸爸有个角色喺度。但是6岁到11岁的时候加多了那些人，就是他这个的先生的形象。不单止在那个形象出来，我们知道在这个的三对这个6岁到11岁的时候，在他们是你开始找他的 identity， 他是哪个？你说有没有搞错这么早？以前的人告诉我们起码12到18岁才找个 identity， 那里是紧要，稍后先再讲少少，今天没时间讲那么多。咁嘅时候咧，喺6岁到11岁已经揾佢嘅 self identity， 他是谁，佢系边一个？因为佢哋有好多嘅 peer pressure， 有好多嘅同年龄喺嗰度嚟，所以嘅时候好细个就话俾你知佢要着咩鞋、着咩衫等等，佢已经话俾你知，因为佢要入群嘅，佢一个 self identity。嗱呢一个系佢要系同埋佢个 peer 喺一齐，同埋喺今日嘅年代，因为喺北美咧，佢哋嘅营养太好啦。有一样嘢嘅时候咧，就话俾我哋知嘅时候，我哋系礼仪之邦，我哋有5000年文化，所以我呢啲嘢我哋喺屋企又唔讲嘅，所以你唔会讲咧就系性教育嘅。唔知道你同你细佬哥有冇开始讲性教育咧？有呢边嘅反应比较大啲，唔知呢边有啲岌下头先啦。咁所以嘅时候咧系乜嘢？你开始同佢讲嘅。以前咧，如果你话女仔嘅时候，我哋 prepare 佢哋就作为一个嘅啊，开始成为一个少女嘅时候，系最紧要系咩？佢开始有月经啦，佢 puberty 啦，咁嘅时候咧，好多时系10岁11岁要准备，好可能我哋今日嘅时候喺医学话俾我哋知嘅时候咧，而家越嚟越早 puberty 嘅时候早到九岁，因为我哋食嘅嘢系有荷蒙噶。可能嘅时候我哋又食咗好多荷尔蒙落肚嘅，咁所以嘅时候咧，好可能嘅时候，可能我哋更早要准备我哋嗰啲细佬哥去迎接佢哋嘅青春期嘅，无论男仔女仔嘅时候，可能9岁10岁，佢哋已经系揾紧佢嘅 identity 嘅，佢哋嘅身体开始改变。在9岁、10岁、11岁开始改变，所以6岁到11岁的时候，他不断找他，他知道他自己是男仔，因为是女仔，他知道自己那个男女的分别。去到11岁到18岁的时候，是一个的，在我们中国人告诉我们，这个是一个的反叛期，没错，反叛，为什么他会反叛呢？是因为他开始去找更加多他 在身心灵体里面的，他们一个的，他们那个自我的形象。 他们找紧他们自己是哪一个，究竟他们是谁，更加深一层要知道他是哪一个。那个时候在他的心心灵体找紧他是哪一个的时候呢，那个时候呢他有一个价值观出来，记得刚才说在三岁到六岁的时候 how do they feel， 他有一个价值观入了去，六岁到十一岁的时候呢他们有个价值观在学校给他的。咁然之後咧，又記得有一樣嘢嘅時候咧，喺我哋做父母嘅時候咧，我哋不斷要佢學嘢嘅，不斷要學啊學啊學啊。所以嘅時候咧，喺六歲七歲嘅時候，可能已經彈琴啦，彈 live violin 啦，好可能咧要佢打波啦，打 hockey 啦，打 football 啦。一去到十四五歲嘅時候，唔準，點解唔準？第時咧，你去做音樂家，揾唔到錢嘅，唔準。如果你个细路哥话入 music school 唔准，不过我呢个就想做 music school， 呢个唔搵钱嘅。咁啊，讲我呢一个嘅时候话俾我知佢要读历史，我又话俾知唔搵钱嘅。咁佢同我辩论咗一段嘅时间，所以我都唔会比你哋好得多，我一样同佢辩论嘅。咁所以嘅时候咧，咁所以我哋就话俾细路哥唔准，好多嘢唔准嘅。喺佢哋喺小学嘅时候不断要学嗰啲嘢，但系学到好嗰啲嘢之后咧，就话俾佢知。你揾佢话做嗰啲系冇钱揾噶，因为嗰啲唔实际噶，唔准。讲紧乜嘢啊？价值观完全嘅咧冲突 ，crash 呢样嘅嘢嘅时候，所以嘅时候好可能佢哋就开始嚟到去揾佢哋系边一个反叛。喺教会佢哋教会嘅时候，喺细个嘅时候，佢冇得反叛你。叫你去边就去边，咁嘅时候咧，最多佢唔起身嘅时候，你就拉佢起身，就话俾佢知 ，I tell you to get up, go to church and learn the love of Jesus。你差唔多想碾死佢咁滞，你仲话俾佢知学耶稣嘅爱，碾死佢。咁呢个系唔系我哋讲吓？当我哋睇到我哋呢个咁嘅形象嘅时候咧，佢到十四五岁，佢可以话唔嚟教会嘅时候，佢就唔嚟教会啦。因为佢睇唔到有需要，佢睇唔到神嘅爱喺个，就叫佢起身，你先想杀咗佢啦。佢又想叫你，不如你被提啦咁。咁所以嘅时候，你点样叫佢十四五岁之后佢选择嚟教会唔得嘅，系咪咧？所以我哋就话佢哋反叛啦。嗱呢一个。好可能佢同佢价值观完全嘅冲突。嗱，呢个今日冇可能每一个阶段嚟到好详细嚟到讲，因为我碌实大沓冇办法讲。但系我话俾大家知嘅时候咧，下边嘅时候我俾咗大家好多嘢，希望你拎翻去慢慢睇，希望你翻去笑下就好啦。有啲嘢可能唔系真嘅，系嘛？就系咧呢个嘅儿女嘅呢个十诫，呢个教导儿女嘅十诫咧就俾咗大家嘅。呢个嘅十诫咧，系希望大家翻去睇下，喺呢个嘅教会嘅即系喺我哋嚟到系读圣经嘅时候咧，我哋会读到呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，就系话咧系我哋十诫话除我以外不可有别的神。十诫嘅时候咧，身为父母首先要敬畏神，尊主为大。如果我哋自己做唔到尊主为大嘅时候咧，我哋好难要我哋嘅细路哥尊主为大嘅。啊，如果我哋做长老执事嘅话，如果我哋嘅生命系睇唔到嘅时候咧，佢就会话俾我哋知嘅时候，不如你翻去教会开会就好啦，唔好翻嚟对我讲理论。咁所以嘅时候呢个系好紧要，不可跪拜偶像喺出埃及嘅十诫里边讲。我哋咧就不可宠坏儿女，要按住原则而行。嗱，呢个系好紧要。即系我谂嘅时候咧，系有时我哋会对于儿女嚟讲，系好似系我哋嘅偶像咁样。尤其是越细个嘅时候咧，就越当佢偶像咁样。咁我哋点样嘅能够系嚟到去帮助佢哋成为一个系一个嘅系神圣嘅系圣洁嘅人咧？咁我哋要嚟到从我哋嘅身份同我哋嘅生命里边。第三个咧，不可妄称耶和华神嘅名啊！咁我哋唔可以乱咁用神嘅名啦吓，我哋又唔可以乱咁咧用神嘅名嚟到压制儿女嘅行为。其实呢样嘢会啊，你吓如果你唔乖，神就打你啊，神就闹你啊！你知唔知喺好多嘅父母咧带啲细路哥嚟见我，你叫牧师啦，你唔叫啊，牧师闹你噶咁。其实我都冇闹过佢。好多人系咁样啊！我牧会咁多年嘅时候，都唔知几多人啦。哎，快啲叫牧师啦，牧师闹你啦咁。我就话俾佢啲牧师唔咬人嘅，不可妄称耶和华神你嘅名。咁嘅时候咧，要当守安息日。 我哋要安排我哋全家也系一齐喺神嘅面前有安静嘅时间。唔一定话要，即系好多人就话啊，我哋有个家庭崇拜啦，我哋一定咧就系喺家庭崇拜里边咧，我哋有祈祷，有读经，有讲道，有唱阿门颂，有人做主席，有人司琴。咁一讲到家庭祭坛嘅时候，可能你唔知系咪谂紧呢啲嘢，其实可能唔系嘅，可能祭坛家庭祭坛嘅时间就系只不过系有一啲嘅安静嘅时候，系享受一家人喺埋一齐嘅时候。包括神在我们的中间，可能我们吃完饭有十几分钟的时间，神在我们中间那个的时候，如果你感受到，如果你的仔女感受到神在我们当中的时候，这个可能已经是家庭祭坛来的。可能我们不需要讲篇道，你说老公你是家的头，你去讲篇道，他一天都不讲，甚至乎可能个老公一天都不看圣经，你去讲篇道很惨的。所以我们要明白我们应该怎么做呢？第五戒，当孝敬父母啊，咁所以嘅时候，孝敬父母嘅时候咧，我哋要睇下咧，我哋即当与儿女保持友善嘅沟通。嗱，呢一个嘅时候咧，就系我哋喺二十一世纪嘅里边，我哋点样嚟到去同儿女有一个好嘅沟通？唔知道你有冇约过你嘅仔、你个女单独出去食个早餐咧，或者单独约佢出去食个晏昼咧？你要记得你做爸爸嘅听住，咁咪有好多个做爸爸嘅喺度啦。你个女会觉得，如果你约佢去街嘅话，做男士嘅，你系你个女嘅第一个男朋友。我记得我同我女出去嘅时候，佢系咪九岁啊？定七岁啊？八岁，约佢同佢出去两父女出去食个晚饭，佢就坐喺嗰张台嘅上面，一对住佢，唔系背后讲嘅坏话唔紧要啦。咁佢又对住我，眼眯眯咁对住我。哇！嗰晚翻嚟，我都要照下镜。你记得啊，你个女会当你系佢第一个男朋友啊。你要带佢出去倾下，可能妈妈要带你个仔出去食个午餐嘅时候咧，保持咗良好嘅沟通嘅时候系咩嘅？去倾下佢嘅心事。你要知道咧，我哋同仔去讲话咧，我哋对住佢冇嘢讲啊。讲嘅时候，我哋一齐行一个地方。我哋嗰对眼望住同一个地方，唔好四目交头，我哋好多嘢讲。例如我哋揸车嘅时候，我哋最多嘢讲，因为我哋一齐系望住前边。咁所以如果你试下同你个仔沟通嘅时候咧，你话冇得沟通，你就一齐揸车揸十个钟头，即系一齐望住，我谂好多嘢讲。男人唔知点解望住只眼冇嘢讲，但系要揾一个地方去保持沟通嘅时候。所以点解我哋称呼天父系神嘅时候，点解神我哋望住望唔到神咧咁啊？我哋最多望到神嘅背脊啊！呢个系开玩笑嘅啫。不过我哋要睇到神，同神有沟通，同我哋儿女有沟通。我哋嚟到去，我哋不可杀人。我哋唔好即系而喺对儿女嘅十戒嘅时候，我哋唔可以憎恨儿女。儿女系我哋所喜爱嘅，我哋所爱嘅。唔知点解好多事嘅时候，我哋有阵时我哋就好容易掉入一个嘅环境嘅里边嘅时候咧。我哋喺儿女度长大嘅时候，同儿女系仇人。喺过去嘅十年八年嘅里边，喺由美国做到而家嘅时候，喺睇到一啲嘅教会嘅弟兄姊妹，最大嘅困难就系当佢哋儿女二十几三十岁嘅时候，父母同儿女系唔相叫，点样搞都搞唔掂。咁嘅时候咧，如果叫嗰啲儿女，嗰啲儿女又唔嚟揾我，点算咧？咁呢个叫做 healing。Adult children relationship 同成长嘅儿女嚟到去有一个嘅医治，点样嚟到去翻翻去咧？咁我就话俾嗰啲嘅父母知，嗰啲都五六十岁嘅，成六啊几岁，我话对你哋好难做嘅一样嘅嘢。不过好可能喺你嘅生命里边出咗啲嘅难处，不过啲都唔好讲住。不如咧，如果你能够约你个仔、你个女出去倾一倾偈，话俾佢哋知，爸爸或者妈妈。在多年前不懂做错了，对不住。哇，有一次有一个做爸爸的跳了上来，我哪有对他不住啊？那我说你可能没有，不过如果你愿意讲呢，你就可以 healing relationship， 不要憎你的儿女。首先你不要憎他先。过几月头告诉他，牧师掂啊，掂了那样啊，他肯讲掂了。那这样呢，我们要试一下。有时我哋可能我哋积埋咗好多嘅嘢喺里边，我哋唔知道发生咩事情，唔好憎恨我哋儿女，不可淫乱，不可奸淫。呢个嘅系当守呢个嘅婚姻 女的性的纯洁和不断挑换夫妇的亲密的感情。这个是会帮助我们，如果我们是我跟我这个夫妇讲的时候，如果我们可以 在儿女的面前嗌交，我希望他们可以在儿女的面前来和好。如果你可以在儿女的面前嗌交讲句坏话的时候，你可以应该在儿女的面前来 kiss each other, say I love you。这个是很重要，我们要做，不是做出来给人看。如果他看到我们这么多负面，为什么不可以看到正面的东西呢？如果我们儿女看到父母是相爱的时候，他们学习什么叫做纯正的婚姻，什么是一个爱的婚姻，这边不多讲。不要偷渡，这个不要偷渡的时候，我跟大家讲这个的不可以抹杀了儿女的天分，要好好的加以培养他。我想我们不会杀我们的儿女，但是其实很多时候儿女有特别的这个天分，不过很多时候告诉他们，这些不赚钱的，不实际的，可能我们不做。咁可能我哋谂下，我哋点样嚟唔好扼杀咗佢哋嘅天分。不可作假见证陷害人，唔可以喺儿女嘅面前嚟到系去否认过失，或者嚟到或者系假冒为善。我哋都会做好呢啲嘢。我呢个做牧师嘅，我谂我都犯咗好多嘅错嘅。咁好多时话俾个仔知，今晚唔好话俾人知。即系我今晚咧，我喺屋企，不过唔得闲。不过你话俾人知，爸爸话唔喺度。边个 call 我都唔喺度，咁帮我忙，所以呢个系白色嘅大话。咁个时候神都原谅我，不过久而久之嘅时候咧，我谂喺佢里边，佢哋唔能够原谅我，所以我能够后来学咗个功课咧，就话俾佢知，人哋话咧 ，Daddy is not available， 即系佢唔得闲，佢唔听电话咁系唔得闲就唔得闲啦，可以唔听系嘛，就唔好话俾人知我唔得闲啊，或者我唔喺度，其实我喺度噶系嘛，咁所以呢个时候我哋唔好假冒为善。我哋尤其是我哋喺神面前嚟到供职嘅时候，我哋呢啲我哋要好小心，求神帮助我哋。最后一个咧就系不可贪图别人嘅房屋，不可贪恋别人嘅妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他所一切嘅。不可贪恋别人嘅孩子嘅学业成绩、音乐造诣、体育金牌，并他们所一切嘅。你知唔知道我哋做父母嘅有一样嘅大忌系咩咧？就系、是、比较。我哋常常嘅同别人嘅儿女嚟到比较，你睇下人哋啦，人哋几叻，你睇隔篱阿黄太个仔几叻，咁嘅时候咧，佢攞几多金牌，睇下佢叫点样，你知唔知咧？细路哥就系最罩忌呢样嘢，就最怕我哋嚟到去比较。希望咧，我哋能够嚟到去谂下嘅时候，呢、這个十戒咧，我哋可以拎翻去笑下，拎翻去嚟到去睇下我哋肯学咩功课。下面咧，总同大家讲一讲嘅时候咧，就系、是、我哋啲细路哥嘅时候咧，佢哋需要嘅，佢哋 identity 同埋 relationship， 佢哋嘅身份，头先都讲咗，无论我哋系几多岁，即系零到六岁开始，六岁到十一岁、十一岁、十八岁嘅时候，都揾紧一样嘅嘢，系佢哋 identity， 佢嘅身份系乜嘢？身份系象征到系佢哋嘅嗰个关系嚟嘅。咁嘅关系咧，就几时都开始，仲系同呢个家庭嚟开始嘅。然之後咧，佢哋嘅 peer 同埋呢個 society 係佢哋嘅同輩嘅人，然後社會嚟去影響佢，所以呢個社會影響係好緊要嘅，係一個嘅係一個電視機可能影響佢好緊要。咁咧就而呢個 identity 咧，佢嘅身份嘅時候咧，係關係到佢嘅 self esteem， 佢嘅 personality， 佢係佢嗰個性格，佢嘅性格同個 self esteem， 佢嗰個自尊嚟到係點樣睇？佢嗰個 self esteem 個自尊嘅時候咧，佢係好嘅、壞嘅，或者唔好嘅時候咧，其實同佢身份有關嘅。如果佢自細佢知道佢自我嘅形象係高嘅時候咧，佢個 self esteem 嘅自尊就高噶啦。你唔可能咧叫嗰啲二十歲話俾佢知，你留意一下你個 self esteem 啦咁樣，你冇得留意嘅，你知唔知啊？著得好啲，瞓覺瞓多啲，然後梳好個頭就好啲，唔等於好啲嘅。其实呢个系要从小嚟到去嚟到帮助佢 identity。如果 confuse， 如果系混乱嘅话，如果呢个 identity， 如果佢系 doubtful， 佢系唔清楚嘅话，如果 identity， 如果佢系唔知道嘅话，上边嘅 self esteem 同埋佢嘅 personality， 佢嘅个性系一定会混淆，一定会唔知道佢系边个嘅。咁所以嘅时候咧，我哋咧就要睇下我哋嘅孩子佢哋长大嘅时候，睇下佢哋系乜嘢嘅性格，乜嘢点嘅样嘅时候，我哋嚟到不断去教导佢。下边咧系我会用好快嚟到讲一讲呢几方面。 呢幾方面，如果你做過一啲嘅個性嘅測試嘅時候，你大概會知道呢個係 Myers-Briggs 嚟嘅。Myers-Briggs 裏面講到嘅時候咧，有呢個嘅 introvert 係一個外向型嘅，係內向型 ；introvert 係內向嘅。Judging 咧就係佢點去諗嘢，佢諗嘢嘅個方法嘅時候咧，係一個判斷嘅諗嘢啊，因為係 perceiving， 因為佢收接收嘅收入嚟嘅，好似 informing 接受嘅。另外一個咧就 sensing 同埋 intuitive 係佢阿經係佢諗嘢嘅一個思維，佢嘅思維咧係會好 sensitive 嘅，成日咧係關係到咧諗到人哋嘅需要，人哋點樣嘅，係怕傷害到人嘅。又或者 intuitive 嘅時候咧，或者佢有一啲嘢咧係睇唔到嘅嘢，係佢能夠係佢透過佢嘅思考，佢能夠睇到出嚟。尤其是呢啲嘅人咧。Intuitive 嘅人咧，可能咧係好有創意嘅，可能係音樂家，可能係畫家，可能係文學家。呢啲人好有創意 ，intuitive 嘅佢係睇到啲對啲動感或者睇到某一樣嘅嘢 ，thinking 或者 feeling，thinking 或者 feeling 嘅人嘅時候咧，係佢一個 thinker， 乜嘢咧嘅時候佢透過佢嘅邏輯，透過嚟諗到，然之後佢然後先至會做出嚟嘅。feeling 嘅人嘅時候咧，係話係講佢嘅感受，佢嗰個人嗱咁講嘅時候，你諗下，眯埋眼諗下，你嘅細路哥係邊一類型嘅人？可能係幾樣都有都唔定嘅啊！咁好，冇意思。咁咧就啊嗱，如果係 extrovert 嘅人嘅時候咧，你會睇下佢好可能咧 external world 同啲外邊嘅世界接觸好大嘅，或者我未必會個個講嘅，或者嘅時候有啲嘅人咧 extrovert 嘅人咧，好重要一樣嘢咧。佢咧能夠係 comfortable with new places people， 即係佢新嘅事物佢好容易能夠接納嘅。仲有一樣嘢更重緊要嘅咧，就係咧呢個 extrovert 嘅細路哥啦，佢哋喺人群嘅當中咧，佢哋咧就係嚟到揾到佢哋嘅 energy， 揾到個力量。所以 extrovert 嗰啲咧，唔等於話佢話好開心，話係要成日都去到外邊去，但喺人群嘅當中，佢唔會攰嘅。但是呢 ,introvert 的人呢是什么呢？他们是要什么 ?content to play alone 的，在这个就是他自己独立的。你想想你的小哥的时候呢，如果他开 birthday party， 你有没有试过你的小哥开 birthday party 呢？二三十个小哥来，过了半个钟头四十五分钟之后，你的仔或者女走回自己的房间揽住自己的洋娃娃不出来，你有没有试过？很可能他是告诉你，他不懂得怎样去搞那些那么多的人。咁嘅時候，可能佢有啲安靜嘅時間，佢先至能夠支取佢嘅力量，即係要 recharge 嘅。因為嘅細佬哥，如果係 introvert 係內向嘅時候咧，佢比較上係咩？係內在嘅世界 internal world。咁或者佢嘅時候咧，佢係需要係 solitude 要 downtime， 係要自己嘅時間。佢覺得咧係安靜咧，靜咧就唔會 feel uncomfortable， 佢唔覺得係點樣唔好嘅嗱。好多時我哋會喺細路哥嘅時候，尤其是我哋嘅時候，逼佢哋你識下人啦，人你要見下人先得噶。如果你點識做人啫噶？但你要知道你嘅細路哥唔係 extrovert， 你拱佢出去，佢翻到嚟會黐線噶，真係即係唔係真係黐線，即係會翻到嚟好攰噶。嗱呢個 judging 嘅細路哥佢嘅時候咧，佢哋呢啲細路哥嘅時候咧，幾時都 get ready to go 噶，佢咩咧 ？prepare for tasks 噶。你有冇谂到细佬哥嘅时候一开饭嗰个就嚟？佢真系可能系 prepare for task 嘅。佢咧佢对于佢啲 rules 咧好清楚噶，佢啲 rules 好清楚噶。咁佢好有 work ethic 噶，佢知道嗰啲伦理道德，佢知道噶。对于时间上好有观念噶，呢啲系 judging 嘅细佬哥。如果啲细佬哥嘅时候咧，如果叫佢去饮酒咧，佢就不得了啦。六时恭候，七时入席，八时都冇得食。咁佢哋好慘嘅呢啲細佬哥，你要明白我哋細佬哥會點啊？啊 ，perceiving 嘅細佬哥會係點樣嘅時候咧？好似第二個咧，佢 found rules to be restrictive。佢啲咁嘅細佬哥嘅時候咧，即係話咧，佢哋去到見到佢有 rules 嗰啲咧，就綁手綁腳嘅。你就話叫佢坐好啦，乖啲啦咁。話俾你知，我就唔係呢個啊。我小學嘅時候咧，個個禮拜我媽都去見家長嘅。咁你知道我就唔係呢個嚟㗎，我唔係呢種人嚟㗎。咁佢哋呢，例如呢，佢話 be able to handle change well。 嗱呢啲我哋唔好以為 perceiving 嘅人呢，呢啲嘅人嘅時候呢，佢唔能夠改變，佢啲叫做深藏不露㗎。呢啲係 嗱，但系咧，佢哋唔容易话转变一个环境，但系咧，佢改变唔会系好重要嘅问题，可能长啲嘅时间。Sensing 嘅细路哥嘅时候咧，系对于有某啲嘅事物咧，佢哋系 concrete specific 嘅，佢哋 play with toy as designed。佢哋咧呢啲细路哥嘅时候咧。好可能咧，將你譬如有個鐘咧，同佢拆曬個鐘嘅，一個玩具車拆曬嘅，可能呢啲細路哥嚟嘅嚇。啊 ，one step by step instruction 嘅，佢哋可能係高夫嘅嚇。我諗咧，我要快啲啦，唔俾我用曬啲時間。咁咧就呢個 intuitive still 呢個細路哥嘅時候咧，佢哋咧係可能我頭先講好 abstract 嘅，佢係思想嘅，喺佢個腦裏邊可能係有幅嘅圖畫，可能佢個腦裏邊係有啲嘅立體嘅。嗱呢啲人咧係咩啊 ？Love to daydream 嘅。如果你細路哥嘅時候，你話俾佢知，一坐度發白日夢，可能你個細路哥可能將來係發明家嚟噶。你話佢發白日夢，可能呢啲人不得了嘅。所以我哋睇佢係咩嘅人啦。Thinking 呢係 thinker 嘅時候咧，佢哋 ask why question 嘅。啊，我仔咧就細路哥時候一日問我 why question， 問到一個地步咧就唔問 why 就問 why not 嘅。我想碾死佢，佢問 why not 嘅嘛，咁啊 ，will be very objective 嘅。佢個問完一大輪嘅，佢咧就話俾我客觀啲點睇喎，真係。佢好細個，十二三歲就問呢啲問題噶啦。咁佢話 love to debate with you 嘅 ，fight to be right 嘅。即係如果你咁嘅時候，你睇下你噶啦，要話俾佢知，大人同你講嘢唔準駁嘴。好可能你嘅仔女係 thinker 嚟嘅，唔知佢哋會點嘅咧。这个 feeling 是讲感受的，这个呢就是很 concern 人家的 feeling， 刚才我讲过的了，这些是我不再 repeat 了、那我们要知道我们的小哥是会怎样来到 去教导他们、这个或者 我不讲了，那个时候呢或者给 Justin 你讲一讲教养小哥的时候怎样用这个方法的时候是来到做一个的根据来到 去做呢。
Okay, so I'm Justin.、I'm the thinking child.、so Dad wanted me to talk a little bit about、raising our kids according to our bent, or them raising me according to my bent,、which is something that I'm going to talk about more later on as well. ButI think、when it comes to raising a child according to his or her bent,、there are some things that you might consider, like what is the child's interests,、what are the child's dreams,、what are the child's career goals, I want to be a firefighter,、what is he or she good at,、what is he or she not good at, because...I think a lot of the time, like, especially if your child is in IB, right, you'll get this thing where people say, oh, you need to be a well-rounded person. So that means you need to play two instruments, play every single sport in school, and run cross-country. You need to have Kumon background. You have to, you know, sing in the choir at church. You have to...You know, play odd piano competitions, listen to classical music and jazz and rock and folk and you have to know Chinese. And you have to go into sciences, even though you're supposed to be good at English and history and geography. And you have to get a career where you'll be rich. And so this kind of well-rounded thing that people say that we have to be,I'm not too sure that that's the best way to raise a child, especially when we say, let's raise a child according to his or her bent, because your child may not be a musician. I am not an athlete. If people wanted me to play tennis, I am scared to death. I pee all over myself. When people say that, you know, let's go play tennis, Justin. No. So...I think raising a child according to his or her bent, these are some of the questions that you ask. What does he or she enjoy doing? Like, really enjoy doing, not like what you think they enjoy doing. What does he or she really enjoy doing? How does he or she envision using his or her talents to serve others and to make a world a better place? Not how you think that they should use the talents that you think that they have to serve the world or to get rich. But how does he or she, himself or herself, think about using his or her talents to serve the world? I'll give you my example. I'm a history major at UBC. As Dad said, a history major makes no money. I know. Okay. I started out wanting to be a doctor because I thought I liked the anatomy coloring books, and then I saw blood and scared to death. And then Dad said that, you know, maybe I should consider being a lawyer. Lawyers make money. I'm good at English. Maybe I should be a lawyer. Then I talked to a lawyer. And I don't want to be a lawyer after that because he told me about a bar exam. And then he told me, like, if you pass that bar exam, which you probably won't, then, you know, you might not get a job. Plus, lawyers are really, I don't like lawyers. And so I said I wanted to be a church history professor, which scared the wits out of my dad because that means you have to get a BA, an MA, and a PhD, which takes about, 11 years worth of school, right? Because you get 4 years for your BA, 2 years for your MA, and like 6 years for your PhD, right? So he says, no, that is not the road that you should take. I'm doing it right now. But, you know, you raise a child according to his or her bent, and, you know, you work out practical things. Like, I've just gotten accepted to my MA in geography, so it's a variation of the church history professor thing. But, you know, Dad keeps on pushing me, you know, yeah, I know this is not going to make a ton of money, but, you know, scholarships help. grants help. Working with a good professor helps. Being a TA helps. You know, these kinds of practical things. It's not so much about saying, oh, this job does not make money, therefore do not do it. It's more like, okay, this job does not seem very practical from a Chinese point of view. But it may be practicable. There are things that you can do within the system that will make, you know, as you're raising a child according to his or her bent, there are things within the system that you can say, oh, you know, even though this doesn't look very practical from my parental point of view, I can still guide you, and we can make this work together. So that's raising a child according to his or her bent.
你聽到大概你知道佢係咩人啦，其實佢從12歲開始嘅時候呢，我就開始害怕，因為點解嘅時候呢，因為我喺嗰時候牧會，咁嘅時候佢跟住我，咁呢個係有啲人認為佢係小牧師，因為佢起身嘅時候佢開始就嚟到去講道，好似講道咁樣。咁然之後佢喺佢11年班嘅時候呢，佢中學未讀完嘅時候呢，就開始嚟到去讀呢個嘅喺。 喺美國呢個加州南部一個嘅一個聖經學院，所以喺佢讀咗大概有一半嘅聖經學院嘅課程。咁然之後呢，佢讀佢嘅 B.A. 嘅時候，佢3年讀完，所以佢嚟緊5月畢業。佢今年20歲。咁然之後呢，就係佢話俾我知要讀歷史嘅時候呢，我就好越嚟越害怕，因為呢，就第時唔知佢養我好，我養佢好。咁然後佢話俾我知讀 PhD 嘅時候呢，亦都係漫漫長路。咁而家話俾我知嘅時候，嚟緊呢個9月嘅時候，佢哋都同時係報兩個 MA， 兩個 MA 一齊讀嘅時候呢，就希望喺 region 裏面讀神學。咁嗰時候我又更加害怕。 咁所以嘅時候呢，我哋做傳道人嘅時候呢，成日都潑冷水。你唔好以為傳道人呢就係鼓勵佢做傳道人，我哋潑冷水，潑到個地步睇下佢會呢個火會唔會熄，但呢個火都唔熄。咁所以嘅時候呢，我個心就熄咗啦。咁所以嘅時候呢，呢個喺我哋係咪我講呢個 topic 嘅時候，我就好識得去教細路哥，原來唔係嘅，因為喺從佢12歲開始嘅時候，我就一路睇住佢個 development， 佢個發展。 同佢傾好多嘢，然後睇住咁樣嘅時候呢，係佢想讀啲乜嘢嘅時候，係佢嘅興趣，唔係我嘅興趣。然後喺同細路哥相處嘅時候呢， 我哋好相信我哋要揾到我哋同埋佢嘅，我哋嘅点样表达我哋爱嘅一个嘅 language， 我哋嘅身体语言，或者我哋用嘴巴讲嘅。可能你都会睇过一本书叫做 Five Love Language， 有冇睇过一本书？系五种嘅爱嘅语言，系 Gary Chapman 所写嘅。咁你系好多时佢呢本书系都系讲到系夫妇之间嗰个嘅用法。其实 Gary Chapman 呢本书嘅时候，亦都后嚟 develop 系讲到同儿女嘅方便。例如咧，佢五个嘅 love language 一讲你就明白啦。第一个咧系 quality time。如果你嘅儿女同你系要 quality time 嘅时候咧，你如果你成日都话佢，同埋某人一齐去食饭，咁然后咧我哋一食饭嘅时候，以前我有啲朋友嘅时候咧，自己一家人咧唔可能去食饭嘅，一去食饭咧就系五六家人嘅。讲嘢都分开两围台嘅，咁然后咧就系 children's table 同埋大人嘅 table。我啲细佬哥见到 children table 嘅时候，佢哋惊啊！佢点解咧？今日唔好又食炒面啊！咁样，系嘛 ？children table 梗系炒面炒饭，因为佢好嘢唔喺佢食啊。但系点知我啲仔女嘅时候咧就过嚟话：点解你有好嘢？点解我哋冇得食咧？咁 quality time 系要同佢哋一齐嘅 quality time。咁你俾个 quality time， 另外一个咧就可能系 physical touching。我个女好 physical touching 嘅。咁嘅时候佢一对两个又揽又嗲又锡，咁嘅时候咧系个 physical touching 嘅人嚟嘅。咁如果你话佢 physical touching 嘅人嘅时候，你得闲咧就买个礼物俾佢，不过佢都要咁啊。佢如果就一味送礼物俾佢咧，你唔俾个 physical touching， 你可能俾错咗。啊，如果你系要，如果系一啲人嘅咧，就系头先都讲咗系买礼物嘅 gift 嘅。如果你系买礼物俾佢嘅时候咧，佢就觉得你爱佢。但你要俾幾多時間同佢一齊嘅時候咧，佢都唔覺得你愛佢噶。你明白我講咩？可能你要買禮俾佢，可能係聖誕禮物啦，好可能係生日禮物啦，可能係冇乜節日都記得佢買個禮物俾佢。可能呢個係你嘅仔女哥都唔定嘅。可能係你 act of services， 你幫佢做一啲嘢，不過記得你唔好同佢執房。你執咗房，你就論盡。你知道房間咧個房間好亂嘅話，係代表乜嘢？是代表到原来的小孩年轻人的心情很乱，你看他的房就知道他的心乱不乱，心如果房间乱的话他的心就很乱，如果你叫他执房就不得了，就不得了，他找不到他那些东西，原来他乱得来有 system 的，原来那那个时候我们就要看，要给他机会，他有一天他自己去执房的时候啊，心情靓啊，那天咁所以咧，我哋要 act of services 咧，好可能係煮個早餐俾佢食，好可能 act of services 可能係佢要求我哋車佢去邊度，佢覺得你錫佢。有啲細佬哥嘅時候，點解我十二三歲嘅時候我去邊度你都你車我去？點解我十七八歲你唔同我去咧？你明白我講咩？所以嘅時候，所以點解會咁大嘅 contrast 咧？咁大嘅比較咧？原來十七八歲嘅原來。他们都很需要父母那个的 act of services， 要给跟他做一些东西的。然后还有一样东西，可能我们中国人我们都需要很需要留意的。原来 Gary Chapman 告诉我们，其中一个 love language 是一个 affirmation 和 是 encouragement， 是鼓励他。所以我们中国人我们的鼓励就是我们鼓励，我骂你才为你好的，如果我不骂你就不爱你了，所以我们一定骂到你死为止。你攞九十分，你点知道你下次能够攞九十分呢？九十分你都攞唔到九十五分，咁我哋认为闹佢就鼓励佢攞多几分。可能你闹咗佢九十分，下一次佢攞七十五分翻，因为你唔鼓励佢。因为我哋唔鼓励佢嘅时候，可能佢觉得我哋唔爱佢。所以嘅时候喺 Gary Chapman 讲嘅几个嘅 five love languages 讲到系有 quality time、physical touching、gifts 买礼物。可能是 act of service 同佢做一啲嘢，好可能是 affirmation。你諗下我哋細佬哥鍾意邊一方面。咁下面話咁我女講 Joanna， 你講下。Whatever you want to say.
Okay, I'm Joanna, and I will be speaking more on behalf of my friends at school mostly. Because, you know, I am in high school, so, you know, a lot of, there's that whole teenage thing, right, that, you know, I'm sure a lot of parents are very interested. So I'm mostly going to be talking about training up a noble woman. How do you go from being, you know, a prissy little girl to being, you know, a true, you know, young woman of God? And just to introduce myself, well, I am more of the extrovert type of girl. When I was little, like, I was really bratty. I was very Tom Lang, and I still am. And but, like, you know, I was so bratty to the point where people at church, they would say, like, oh, Neho Lang, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd go, oh, I know, and then I'd walk away. You do not want that for your daughter when she grows up to be about my age, which is 17. Because I knew a girl once when I was in California, when I lived in California. Her parents spoiled her. Oh, my gosh, it was awful. And she really thought she was the queen of the world when really she was kind of the pig of the world. And there are, just so you can, you know, remember in a nice way, I thought up 5 P's for what we would dream of the perfect woman. And that is that she's pretty, right? You always want your daughter to be pretty. She's polite, patient, punctual. You always want her to be on time and be very responsible. And, of course, you want her to be perfect, right? But a lot of times, what you really see nowadays are just a bunch of pigs in the world. And that's not good, even though it is the Chinese year of the pig, okay? Not good. So why do we become pigs, right? Why do we not become what, you know, the parents want us to be, you know? Because we know that you guys want us to be the best. We know that you guys want us to be successful and have a great life, you know, be rich and everything, right? So, being a pig is a lot of times more of a form of rebellion, because in that, you know, like when you totally, when parents do suppress children and they don't raise them according to their bent, like Dad and my brother were saying, we feel that we have to find some form of just behavior that will identify us as just us, right? Because we're born into a society where, you know, it's all about your feelings and how you, you know, how you identify yourself. Whereas a lot of times in the Chinese culture, it's the parents telling the children what they're supposed to be, telling the children that, you know, this is the model, and we want you to get up to that model. But we can't. A lot of times we can't be that well-rounded person that, that you guys really would like us to be. And we would, too. We honestly do. My friends at school have told me that they don't know what they should do because they want to be this, but they're not good at it. And my parents want me to do this. And I want to please them. And I want to be the best I can, but I don't know how to do it. So becoming a very, badly behaved, very rebellious child, that's just a form of trying to break into our own identity. Another reason we become pigs is also because we're just never taught to be a lady. You know, like I was telling you about my friend in the States, she's just never taught to be a lady. I mean, her parents just completely spoiled her. Just you can't really expect children to just kind of grow up and, oh, could have died while these are duckala, you know, like just, you can't do that because, you know, we're born into this world and we have no idea what's going on, you know. In a sense, you could say we are stupid. So we just don't know what's going on. We don't know how to deal with life. We don't know how to deal with, you know, really petty things like boys chasing girls, right? You know, we just don't know how to deal with that. So So, like, how do we become so rebellious, right? A lot of times, I think, just from my own friends telling me, it's mostly because the parents just don't listen. It's just that the parents don't take the time to pay attention. Really, you don't really have to understand us. You just kind of have to sit there and go, oh, okay, you know. Oh, I'm trying to understand, but I don't really right now. But that's okay. I'm still trying to identify with you. We really don't care whether you understand us. It's mostly just, you know, especially for a young girl, just taking them out for a coffee and then letting them talk you to death is, you know, it's very good for us because, you know, girls tend to have a lot more to say than guys, right? So, yes, very true, isn't it? yes. I'm going to be looking at what the father can do for the girl and what the mother can do for the girl. And so for the father, like Dad said, he always takes me out for cup coffee, for concerts, for dinner. So in those times, we don't even really talk that much sometimes. It's mostly just being together. Because if the parents aren't with the child, you don't gain that confidence. Because a lot of the times, a relationship is built on just being together. It's not really talking. You don't have to create a conversation. You really could just sit there and just stare into space and just kind of, you know, hang out, according to the youth, right? So, and this is also really good because, you know, as fathers, you want when your daughters do get a boyfriend and get, you know, potentially get married, right? You want her to have the best man she could find that you can find for her. And the only way you can do that is by showing her what her man is supposed to be. Basically, by you being her man, right? And I think that's called sowing the seed early. You know, you want to, because you don't want your daughter to think that getting a hamburger and going to the movies and making out at the movies is romantic. That is not romantic. What is romantic is going to a concert. Then after the concert, you go for tea and cakes. Now that's romantic, okay? But then they won't know if you don't show them, right? So that's a really good thing to do. I don't have a boyfriend right now. You know, there you go, right? And another thing that the father can do is to find out what your girl likes to do, what your girl is really passionate about. When I was 5 years old, I fell in love with music. I fell in love with the flute. I saw it once on TV, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I have to do that, right? So my dad saw that, and I couldn't get a flute at that time when I was 5 because, you know, your lung capacity is not big enough. So Dad had to hold off for a few years. And finally, when I was 8 years old, he couldn't stand it anymore. And he brought me to the music store and bought me a flute. And that was the first time I could ever remember that I was given a choice, just a free choice to pick what I wanted. Because the sellers were showing me different flutes, and since I was a bony little child back then, they wanted me to have this really weird-shaped flute that looked more like a U, so then I wouldn't have to reach over like this and play like this. But then I thought that was ugly, because I was like, that is not a flute. That looks more like, you know, a wrecked pipeline or something like that. So then finally my dad, at first he was like, you know, you should get that one so you don't, you know, injure yourself. But then I was just like, ugh, you know, it's disgusting. And then finally, all of a sudden, he stopped and then he bent down and he whispered in my ear, you know what, this is your flute. This is going to this is your choice. You make the decision, and we'll go with it. And that put a lot of confidence in me. That finally gave me the feeling like, yes, I can do this. I can, you know, Dad is empowering me, if you can say that. So next we go to Mom. Mom for daughter is like your kind of girly talk, you know. That's when you go to the shopping mall and you look at the little mannequins and you say, oh, that looks nice, oh, that looks disgusting. But then the thing is, you have to, like, as mothers, if you don't want your daughter to dress like a prostitute, you should actually go to the mall and say why this looks better than that, you know, and why you think this is nicer and why you think that looks like a prostitute. And Mom and I have done this a lot, and I can tell you it is really, really fun. It's not, and it's more of a discussion between the daughter and the mother. It's not, don't dress like this because I say so. That is not a good reason, okay? So another issue really that mothers, you know, is that when a girl gets to around age 11, I started when I was 11, right? 11, you start to get this whole thing about, oh my gosh, this guy likes me. What do I do? Oh, right? To you, I know it's not a big deal. I mean, it's just this stupid guy who likes you, you know? Who cares about him? But then to the girl, it's a really big deal. And I think if you go along with her and, you know it's not a big deal, but you help her through it, you talk about what's going on, you talk about what the guy thinks, and then you also discuss with her what she's really thinking, because her mind is really in, like, this kind of, like, you know, don't know what's going on type mode. I'll give you an example. I mean, this wasn't even when I was 11. It was just last year. I was at a competition, and all of a sudden, I saw this guy that was just like, wow, he is so, like, cute, right? And then I was like, whoa. And then, like, I was like, no, wait, I have to concentrate on this competition. I cannot, you know, be dealing with stupid boy problems in the middle of a competition. So after the competition was all over, I didn't really want to tell my mom about this guy that I thought was cute, right? Because, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, right? And you don't just walk up to your mom and go, hey, I like this guy, right? So it took, like, I just kind of held it inside of me for 3 weeks. And, oh, my gosh, I have to tell you, it was awful holding it in. Because it's like she was there, too, you know, and she saw him, too, and apparently she thought he was cute, too. So, but I didn't know that, right? So then I kept it in for 3 weeks, and, oh, it was just so bad. And then finally, I was like, okay, I can't stand it anymore. I'm going to tell her whether or not she laughs at me, right? So then I finally went to her room and said, Mom, do you remember that guy, you know, like, 3 weeks ago, you know? And then she's like, huh? You know, I was like, you know, the guy who played clarinet, right? And she's like, oh, him! I thought I knew you'd like him, right? And I was like, what? Right? And then we went to this whole talk, and it was just like, it was so relieving. It was just, oh, you know, I can finally tell my parents. And she didn't actually, well, we laughed about it. She didn't laugh at me, but, you know, at least that was a good thing. So, like, you know, you have to do these really silly things with us. I mean, we, you know, our problems are small. I'll just say that, you know, just on behalf of all my friends. Our problems are small, but we really need your help to deal with it. So how do you go about doing this, right? I think it's mostly, you have to have a firm foundation of principles for your child. Because without the principles, you won't really have an opinion on what is nice and what is not nice to wear, and what kind of man you want your girl to have and what kind of man or boy that you don't want your girl to have. You have to have that firm foundation of principles. And I think mom will talk more about that, so I will hand it over to them.
剛才我女兒說的時候，我都要寫筆記，因為我不知道她說什麼。因為她都知道我們要給自由她，所以我們只可以是入一個guideline她，所以我們都很擔心不知道她說什麼。那你聽到她說的時候，就是說我們要求她的小孩要生性，我們中文人說的時候，其實在北美來說，小孩子，她自己不會生性的。 你叫他生都不生性的，他不會生性的，為什麼呢？因為他們看這兩隻東西這麼大的時候，他們沒有讀過孔孟的思想，孔孟的思想就讀了進去，就是你背了他自己會教自己的嘛，父母再不遠，猶猶必有方，他怎麼知道他自己跟朋友去了，一考到車牌，他就飛了很遠，他已經是遠游了，他都不懂這些，他怎麼會生性的？那麼父母之年不可不知，一則二喜，一則二憂，他怎麼懂這些？他不懂的，他不懂的，那些孔孟的，孔孟讀了裡面的時候，就會自己教自己，那些叫做生性。
你翻下諗下你嘅細路哥會唔會喺北美長大嘅？佢會生性嘅，好難㗎。咁所以嘅時候咧，我諗俾師母講一講，嚟到去探下嘅藝術先。講啊。
OK，我叫做華欣欣，我嘅英文名叫做 Gladys。 咁我今晚咧就揀咗其中一個 topic 咧。 就係、是、說話的藝術，你哋都有筆記啦，注意說話的藝術，因為咧講 Christian parenting， 你由邊度講起啫，係嘛？因為我得十五二十分鐘嘅啫。冇啦，我諗而家你得十二分鐘好啦。OK， 咁所以咧，其實講呢一個 topic 咧係會包括曬所有嘅 age 嘅，你有無論你嘅細蚊仔係幾大咧。 呢個 topic 都啱嘅，咁但係咧裏邊所講嘅嘢咧冇畢業㗎，因為你今日得咧未必等於你聽日得嘅。咁但係真係一路我哋都要注意，一路都要學落去啊。咁我有兩句聖經金句咧，即係大家都係好好提醒自己啦，就係雅各書第3章第2節，佢話原來咧我哋喺多事上都有過失。 如果有人喺话语上面冇过失咧，佢就系完全人嚟噶啦，能够勒住自己嘅全身。咁但系喺第6節咧，佢话舌头咧就系火嚟嘅，喺我哋嘅白体中，舌头咧系个罪恶嘅世界，能够污秽全身，亦都能够咧将生命嘅轮子点起嚟，并且咧系由地狱嗰度点起嘅。所以如果我哋讲错嘢咧，其实系好大件事嘅，因为好多你谂下。 所有你同你teenager或者甚至同你细蚊仔所有嘅唔系所有啦，即系大部分嘅miscommunications，或者系一啲 argument 系咪都系说话啫嘛，系咪啊？咁所以如果我哋大家都成日提醒自己咧，呢几个 points 咧，我觉得系会有好有帮助。第一个 point 咧就系日常生活嘅话，日常生活嘅说话咧。 就自己先要有良好嘅態度，因為我哋咧成日都會話自己嘅細蚊仔咧，點解你咁嘅 attitude 㗎嚇？即係你咁樣同我講嘢㗎，點解啊？咁但係你我哋自己成日都要照鏡㗎，成日都要反省下。譬如話你話你嘅細蚊仔冇叫人，咁我哋自己又要諗下，我哋有冇叫人咧？即係我哋見到我哋嘅朋友嘅時候。 我哋有冇叫有冇称呼佢咧？即系有冇做一个好嘅榜样？甚至你有冇叫你嘅细蚊仔？一话净系话喂拎啲乜嘢嚟啦咁？咁佢惯咗，佢使乜特别叫人啫？系咪？因为佢睇到你唔叫嘛，或者say thank you 嗱，你细蚊仔同你做咗嘢嘅时候，你有冇 say thank you？ 其实喺我哋父母嚟讲咧，可以唔讲噶，因为我哋都养佢。 做少少嘢想同你 say thank you 啫，系咪啊？咁但系如果你做一个好榜样咧，佢听得多咧，佢唔讲佢唔安乐噶，你知唔知啊？即系佢会自然会讲出嚟噶。到你同佢做嘢嘅时候，佢会 say thank you 或者是你做错嘢，你要 say sorry 啊。呢个是榜样嚟噶，即系唔系话大同细嘅问题。如果你做错嘢，你同佢 say sorry， 佢第时佢就会同你 say sorry 啊。第二点咧就系说造就嘅说话。所谓造就嘅说话咧，就系鼓励嘅说话啦，支持嘅说话啦，安慰嘅说话啦啊。在以弗所书讲得很好的，他说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要说随时说造就人的说话，叫听见的人得益处。就是说譬如说我对你有信心啊，你努力一点你一定得的，或者我为你祈祷 啊或者他有什么成就的时候，你说真的好东西， I'm very proud of you 啊。那些好的说话讲多一点，就是刚才牧师所讲的word of affirmation， 讲多一点。我这里呢，我以前呢收过一封呢是 attachment 来的，是一个故事，就讲个妈妈呢她怎样带大的细蚊仔，但其实她的细蚊仔呢是很曳的。佢咧就或者我花啲時間讀出嚟，但係其他嘅我會縮短啲，因為我時間有限。咁呢篇文章叫做《只有你能欣賞我》啊。佢話第一次參加家長會，幼兒園嘅老師就話：你個仔啊有多動症嘅，佢坐喺板凳上面咧三分鐘都唔到啫，就要起身噶啦，你最好同佢睇下醫生。咁佢返去屋企嘅路中呢，佢就问佢个细蚊仔呢，就问佢老师讲咗啲乜嘢，咁佢就差唔多想喊出嚟。因为全班30位小朋友呢，唯有佢嘅表现係最差，唯有佢呢老师係表现得不屑。咁但係佢就同佢个仔点讲呢，佢话老师表扬你啊，话宝宝呢原来喺个板凳上面呢就坐唔到一分钟嘅，但而家坐到三分钟喎。咁呢其他嘅妈妈都好羡慕妈妈，因为全班只係得宝宝你一个有进步啫。咁嗰天晚上呢，佢个仔呢就破天荒食咗两碗饭，唔使人喂嘅添。咁呢就个仔呢就上小学啦。在家长会上面，老师就说全班50名同学，这次数学考试呢你个仔排40名，我们怀疑他智商有问题，你最好跟他去医生度检查一下。咁在回家的路上呢，他真的喊了出来了。咁但是回到屋企呢，他就对着个仔说了，他说老师对你充满信心啊，他说呢你不是一个笨蛋来的，只要你再细心一点呢，你会叻过你的同学的。今次呢你的同学呢就排21名。那他讲这句说话的时候，他发觉他的仔呢暗淡的眼神一下子就充满了光，他沮丧的脸也都一下子舒展出来。那他甚至发现他的仔呢温顺得吓他一惊，好像大个仔了很多那样。第二日个上学嘅时候咧，嗰、那个细蚊仔咧比平时起得更早。嗱，孩子咧嚟到去咗初中咯，有一次家长会啦，佢坐喺个儿子嘅座位上面，等住老师点佢嘅儿子个名啊。因为咧每次家长会咧，佢个仔个名咧都会喺嗰啲较差嘅学生嗰个行列嗰度点出嚟嘅。但是呢次佢听唔到啊，意料之外佢听唔到佢个仔个名喎，咁佢有啲唔信啦，唔系好習慣。於是完咗之后呢，佢就去揾老师啊。老师话俾佢听，睇你个仔而家咁嘅情形呢，佢考重点高中呢，即係嗰啲热门嘅 high school 呢，就危险啲咁样。咁佢听到已经好开心啦，係咪？佢怀住好惊喜嘅心情呢走出校门，咁佢发觉佢个仔呢喺嗰度等佢。咁佢一路上返屋企呢，佢就搭住佢个仔个膊头。心里面有一种说不出嘅甜蜜，佢同佢个仔讲，佢话班主任对你非常之满意啊，佢话呢只要你再努力一啲呢，你好有希望考到重点高中㗎。呢度係讲即係大陆嗰度。高中毕业第一批大学录取通知书下达的时候，学校打电话给他的仔叫他去一次。他有一种预感，他的仔一定是会被清华大学录取的。 咁因为咧，佢报考嘅时候咧，佢曾经同佢个仔讲过，佢相信佢会考到呢间大学。咁佢个仔就从学校翻嚟，将一封印有清华大学招生办公室嘅特快专递交到佢嘅手上，然之后突然间走翻去个房嗰度，大喊起上嚟。佢一路喊一路讲，佢话妈妈，我知道我唔系一个聪明嘅细蚊仔，但系呢个世界上只有你能够欣赏我。咁呢个文章嘅最后咧，仲有两句啊，吓，好值得我哋学习。佢话一句鼓励嘅话，可以改变一个人嘅观念同埋行为，甚至改变一个人嘅命运。一句负面嘅话，可以刺伤一个人嘅心灵同埋身体，甚至毁灭一个人嘅未来。咁我亦都大家咧系去到跳到去第六页，第六点。第六点咧就系避免使人难堪嘅评语。咁呢个就系完全同鼓励嘅说话相反噶啦，就系咧譬如话死仔啊、衰仔啊、冇用噶你，第时边个请你做嘢又大食懒吓，又唔用脑啊，或者咧咁都唔明白，整一系猪头乜啊，或者系我睇死你做唔到噶啦吓，即系呢啲说话唔好讲吓。而我哋照一照自己，如果我哋以前讲过咧，求神原谅，求神饶恕，我哋重新再嚟过吓，以后都唔好讲，因为呢啲系伤人嘅自尊心嘅说话嚟嘅吓，因为我自己都系有咁样嘅经历，所以我今期嘅好觉咧，我自己嗰篇文章咧讲到长辈嘅评语吓，就系讲到我自己嘅经历吓。咁第三咧就系观察同埋聆听未说出嚟嘅说话。嗱，有时咧你听佢讲嘢咧，唔等于你要同意佢讲嘢噶，系嘛？你可以话你明白，但你唔需要话系同意佢讲嘢噶。咁所以咧，你就但系你听出嚟咧，可以听嗰啲佢有时未讲出嚟嘅嘢，佢嘅意思咧喺里边嘅。咁所以你听清楚啊，到底佢咧嗰次发嬲系因为系咩原因咧？系底下有啲咩原因咧？你可以问下佢嘅。你鼓励佢讲出嚟，佢就会讲出嚟。如果你直即系譬如话佢打烂嘢，咁你就闹佢打烂嘢咧，咁其实系帮唔到呢件事。或者佢打烂嘢咧，系因为佢个心好唔能够专一咧，或者佢系谂紧第二样嘢咧。你问一问佢，咁佢咧学，如果佢有信心咧，佢就会讲出嚟俾你听啊吓。咁咧第四点就系佢鼓励发表意见同埋讨论嘅话。有阵时我哋唔识嘅，因为我哋喺北美洲唔系我哋长大嘅地方，所以有好多嘢我哋未听过嘅。如果佢哋同我哋讲咧，你就话鼓励佢讲多啲俾你听啦，系嘛？我都要学噶嘛，系嘛？你千祈唔好话细路仔识咩嘢，唔好讲咁多嘢吓。咁佢以后都唔同你讲嘢噶啦，就系咁斩断咗吓。OK， 咁我谂我差唔多时间噶啦，如果有机会再同大家分享啊。
咁咧就其实咧我喺笔记嗰度俾大家仲有即系有两张纸嗰度我唔会讲啊。其实我啲细路哥嘅讲实啦，我女都讲咗多少嘅，成日咧一个一讲到系我哋对于女仔佢哋要求系乜嘢，想乜嘢系 good girl， 乜嘢系 good woman。咁嘅时候你可以睇下嘅时候咧 ，from good girl to good woman 嘅时候咧，就系一个细路女去到做一个成熟嘅女人嘅时候啊，佢哋一个系点样能够去对佢哋期望？可能呢个可能系净系讲一啲嘅字眼出嚟，但我哋点样由左边嘅去到右边嗰、那个啊？将来有机会先同大家讲。男仔一样系就系从一个 good boy 同一个 good man， 同埋一个嘅时候，我哋期望佢嘅时候。點樣先能夠去到邊度啊？其實好可能咧，我個女已經講咗中間嗰啲嘅，點樣去到嗰邊？下邊咧就請質詢嚟到講另外一方面。
Okay, so Joe talked a lot about parenting young women, so I guess I better complete the other side of the coin, which is talking about young men. I think. The thing that strikes me as the most different between young women and young men in terms of parenting them, or for my purposes, I discipled three young men as they were going through their high school years. One of the biggest mistakes that I made was this guy MSNs me one night. He says, I failed chemistry. So I go, okay. What do I say? I'm his small group leader. And he says, and I say to him, Dan, I know you failed. I know you're probably feeling like crap right now. But I love you and I still accept you. Which is a very Christian thing to say, right? And he sends me back. He says, Justin, those words are nice, but I would have rather have heard them from my girlfriend than you. Okay, and so this is the kind of thing that goes into parenting a young man. It's a little bit different because you ask a young man, oh, so how do you feel? They'll be like, do you think I'm gay? Right? You know, so like that's one thing that, you know, I would caution everybody to be aware of as we're parenting young men. But what I want to do tonight is to confine my comments to Genesis 4. Because in Genesis 4, we have three young men and their mom, Eve. Right? In Genesis 4, we have Cain, Goyan, Abel, Abak, and Seth, Sakak. Yeah. So you have these three young men, you have their mom, Eve, Hawa. Alright? And there are three things that I really, really want to say. And the first thing is that we need to parent our young men. Parenting young men means raising young men as men, not women. Okay? The second thing I want to say is that if we want to raise our young men as success-driven men, then we'll puff up their egos and make them violent men. But if we raise our young men, the third, if we raise our young men to be God-driven men, we will raise generations of humble, courageous, servant leader men. Okay, so when I talked about raising a child according to his or her bent, I already covered two of the things that really go into raising a young man. The first is a young man, according to Genesis chapter 2, needs to keep the garden, right? God creates Adam, gives him a job, and says, okay, Adam, here's a garden, work it, keep it, okay? The second thing that he says is, it's not good for a man to be alone. I'll make him a helper fit for him, which means that a man needs a girl, right? Because the typical parental guide to a man is a young man, maybe in high school, early college, is focus. Don't you dare think about girls, right? Which is terrible because if you think about it, you know, if you don't think about girls, then what are you going to think about? Boys, right? So, you know, That really doesn't work for me. Or that you need to marry a certain type of girl, you know, a successful girl, a Chinese girl. My preschool sweetheart was a blonde, by the way. So, you know. So how does this work in terms of parenting a young man, raising him according to his bent so that he can fulfill his dreams and so that he can get a girl? There's two options. All right. The first option is what Eve does in Genesis 4. She says, Adam knows Eve very well, gets to know, and she gets pregnant. And she has a child. She names Cain. And Cain means acquired. I have gotten this young man with the help of the Lord. Which, as Bruce Waltke would say, means I did my part, Eve says. I did my part. God did his part. We have the kid. And this kid is the kid that I'm going to pin all my hopes on. Right? So this kid needs to be successful. This kid needs to be yada, yada, yada. And he does become successful. He becomes a farmer. Whereas he has a brother. His brother is called Abel, which means vapor. Right? So Abel's kind of an afterthought. Eve doesn't really care about Abel. Right? All she does is she pins her hopes on Cain. So what happens is Cain becomes a farmer and Abel becomes a stinky shepherd. Because if you go in that ancient Middle Eastern culture, shepherds are stinky, they have BO, they do not take showers, and they do not produce anything. They just lead sheep around. Whereas if you have farmers, they actually produce stuff. So Cain is productive, Abel is not. And what God does to Cain and Abel is he says, Cain, I'm not going to accept your sacrifice. Abel, I'm going to accept yours. So God turns the tables on Cain and Abel, and so he turns the tables on Eve. Eve pinned all her hopes on Cain. God says, his sacrifice doesn't count. Right? Cain gets very mad. You all know the story. Cain kills Abel. God puts a mark on Cain. Cain goes away and he builds a city. Right? He has a son. He has a wife. Ideal man has a job and a wife. Right? He has a wife. He starts a civilization, and his civilization grows into this huge thing where you have by the seventh generation, you have livestock business, you have music, you have a metallurgist, which would be the equivalent of, say, engineering or high tech, and you have celebrities. Read Genesis 4, it's all in there. But what happens at the seventh generation is that Cain's descendant is a very violent and sexually immoral man. His name is Lamech. He has two wives. And one night, he comes back home and he says, Ada and Zillah, my two wives, listen to me. I'm a really strong guy. What did I do today? I went out and I killed a young man because I got into a fight with him. And if Cain is avenged seven times, Lamech is avenged 77 times because I am this violent young man. Right? And so my contention is, if we raise our young men like Cain, yeah, they might become successful. Yeah, they might become rich, but they will constantly kill Abel. Right? I have a friend like this. I have several friends like this, but one friend that I know, his parents kept on pushing him to go to an Ivy League school. And this is a friend that I grew up with. He was my best friend in late elementary, early junior high. His parents kept on pushing him to go to an Ivy League school. And their parents pressured me to go to an Ivy League school, too. He ends up going to Princeton, goes into computer engineering, but he doesn't care about God. He has less than favorable relations with his parents, and I've lost a friend. Cain kills Abel. Cain wounds Eve. If we raise our kids, if we raise our young men to be success-driven young men, yes, they may become successful, but you may lose a kid. And their friends may lose their friend because Cain will kill Abel. Right? And so at the end of chapter 4 of Genesis, Eve has another son, and his name is Seth, which means appointed. And what Eve says is, God has appointed for me another son. She realizes that this son is by God's sheer grace. It's not, she doesn't pin any hopes on him. She just says, okay, this son is a gift that God gave to me to steward, and I will raise him to be a young man of God, which includes getting a job, which includes getting a wife. But what is the focal point of the whole thing? It's that this son is going to fear God. This son is going to love God. And it's not saying, okay, now get up and go to church and learn about the love of Jesus, right? It's about Eve saying, I see God's grace in my life. Son, look at me. I've made all these mistakes. And Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you too. Right? And when our young men discover that we are all weak people, when they themselves are weak people, and when they discover that God is a God who provides, he provides a job. Adam didn't work to get that garden. God provided the garden. When we discover that God provides women that we can pursue, like Adam. Adam did not make his own woman. God made the woman for him. When we discover that, we become humble men. Right? It's not just about, oh, I'm going to fear God now. It's more about, are men humble or are men violent? Right? Is Cain going to kill Abel, or is Seth going to have a son whose name is Weakness or Enosh? And at that time, will we call on the name of the Lord and come before the Lord in humility? And so those are the stakes of raising young men. Are you raising a violent man, or are you raising a humble man?
So you see why today I don't need to talk about the Bible, because it's from him. At that time, 睇到佢講嘅時候呢，點解我頭先我會害怕嘅時候呢，佢會將來有一日佢企出嚟做傳道人，其實過一年嘅時候，佢已經係一間教會裏面係做緊intern。咁所以嘅時候呢，你兩個係我哋過去嘅十七二十年所帶出嚟嘅一個樣板。咁我哋做咗好多嘅錯事。 我哋唔一定話我哋話每一次我哋都教導係成功，其實我哋做咗好多嘅錯事嚟到去喺當中嚟到學習好多嘅嘢。但係我哋最後嘅時候呢，即係同大家講嘅時候呢，好似佢講到呢個該隱亞伯同埋撒特呢三兄弟嘅時候，最後一個嘅時候，我哋喺今日二十一世紀係作為喺北美，我哋係華人基督徒，我哋要學嘅一樣嘅嘢係撒特。 係呢個嘅亞當嘅仔，但係佢到撒特嘅時候，佢講嘅嗰個聖經第呢創世記第四章啊，好重要講啦。那時他們才求告耶和華的名。如果我哋係能夠係喺我哋嘅家庭嘅裏面，係能夠養我哋嘅養大我哋細路哥，係佢做大嘅時候，他們求告耶和華神的名嘅時候咧。 我哋希望呢個係成為咗我哋係二十一世紀，我哋作為北美華人嘅信徒嘅一個嘅目標。你會睇到嘅時候，我哋呢個家庭唔係好唐化嘅，係好西化。所以最後呢度講嘅時候呢，你個家庭唔知道你個家庭係唐化，因為西化，我唔知道。你係所需要知道你個家庭嘅文化。 家庭嘅文化係點樣？咁然之後，加上頭先我所講嘅 try and error， 可能你會撞好多板。頭先我冇一條嘅 formula 俾到你，只不過可以話俾你知，我哋屋企撞咗好多板，先到今日。可能佢哋仲有好多嘢我唔滿意，佢又唔滿意我。不過我哋今晚翻去先至大打出手。我哋希望求神嚟到幫助我哋，我一齊祈禱。 我哋多谢你俾孩子同埋一家人咧，系可以同喺众弟兄姊妹面前做呢个讲座，一啲嘅见证，求主你帮助我哋，好叫我哋所讲嘅成为众弟兄姊妹嘅祝福，祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名，阿门。